We've got Chris Krueger, the head coach of the Windsor Owls, joining us. All right, Coach. Unfortunately, a loss here tonight. A heck of a first half. You know, it was scoreless. Your team was in it. But let's talk about the start to the second half. What do you think was the issue behind North County being able to strike so quickly?
I just think their speed finally got to us. They moved the ball inside, and our defender bit, and they pushed it back outside, and that kid's speed just took over right there, and we couldn't recover. So.
Looked like Connor Portlock really had a tough time ever getting possession of the ball. There were a couple of times loose balls he picked up, but then the back four for North County kind of shut him down.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say a tough time. I think he played a really good game. He gave us two or three good chances on breaks there. He was there in the middle. The ball's on his foot majority of the time, or he's defending well and causing turnovers. So just because we didn't score a goal or he didn't have an assist or something like that, I wouldn't say that he played a bad game at all. I think that he did what he could do, and we just came up short tonight.
There were some tough saves for Jared Tanner tonight, some balls just flying off the feet of North County. Were you proud of his performance tonight?
Definitely. I think it was something good for him to experience. I think it was something for him to build on coming back next year, as he'll only be a junior next year.
Wow.
He comes from a long line of goalies. His older brother was a goalie for us, and his second oldest brother was a part of that best team we had here. And so he's the third in line, so he's got some people he can talk to at home, and I think he's done a really good job this year with our new coach, Coach Malik, our goalie coach. He worked well with all our goalies, and I think Jared really took to what he was coaching, and you saw what he could do. So,
yeah, some strong hands for Jared Tanner for sure. Coach, I know this is your first year running this Windsor Owl program, but I imagine the seniors, you and the seniors kind of got close throughout the season, and I'll name them because this is their last game. Austin Bagley, as well as Carter Schmutzler, with Nick Renaud as a senior as well, Connor Portlock, Gary Ziegler, and Dylan Sullivan. What would you say, or what did you say to the seniors after tonight's game?
Yeah, we went back and we just talked about how, you know, with the new coach coming in and some changes being made, that it wasn't easy for them in their last year, wanting to make some changes, but they were willing to do it. And because they were willing to do it, they've got to play in a sectional game. They get to call themselves district champs. They get to leave a footprint for the others to follow into. They should be proud, because I don't know at the beginning of the year if going, you know, starting 0-6-1, mm-hmm. if anybody thought we would be here. And that's a testament to the whole team, but that's a testament to them guys being the leaders that are knew this was going to be their last season. So,
you've got some big bodies on that back line. Jake Mahone is huge on the defensive line. Brandon Ruge's got some size to him. At midfield, you got Anton Sokolik. What are some other guys, unless you want to touch on those three players as well, but what are some guys around them that you hope to see maybe progress into next year and have a good year there?
Well, we can talk about Jake Mahone right away, because Jake only played, I think, 7 games this year. He got hurt in our very last summer conditioning.
Okay.
And he didn't get to play until we played Perryville, so that was his first game back. So just having him for a full season, I think, is going to be a huge lift for us. And then as you talk about Brandon Ruge, I mean, he's tough. He's got the speed. And, you know, that's what you need back there. And then what you got to remember is my center mids, we're losing Connor Portlock, but Anton Sokolik and Esteban Borja-Pena both have started there all year. And Cameron Gay, who came off the bench tonight for us, but at times during the year he was starting for us too when we had certain personnel out. So the three of them, they gained. Cole Stelling, I don't know exactly what happened there. He's got a knee injury. We'll find out more later this week.
That looked painful.
But hopefully he's okay. And if he is, you know, he comes back on that wing. And then Tanner Berry on the other wing, coming back as a junior. And then you got Cody Wilson up top, who I think was second leading scorer for us this year. And then Grant Siegel got some big minutes this year as a kind of a flex player for us. He played some JV minutes and then came up and filled in for us up top. So for the majority, our starters or key bench guys that played minutes are all returning. And then we got a couple guys that got a taste of varsity this year that will be contributors as huge bench guys for us next year. So I'm looking forward to what we got back. I think we got enough experience. Every guy here tonight played So they got some sort of experience in a sectional game, and that's something that you can't take away from them, and they can build on from there. So,
well, Coach, you got a round further this year than the Windsor team under their old coach did last year, so congratulations on that front. It was a pleasure watching you tonight, and sorry for the loss tonight.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right, good season from Chris Krueger and the Windsor Owls. They do suffer the loss here in the state sectional round in Class 3 to the North County Raiders. But as Coach indicated, a bright future ahead for the Windsor Owls.